So let's review. We began Daf Dal with a Shaila that was mentioned earlier on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Gufa. Boyer of Biba Bar Abaye, Hidvik Pas Petaner, Hitiru Leiler Daisa Koidim Shayova Dechiv Chatas, Oy Lo Hitiru. If he stuck bread to the side of an oven on Shabbos, is he allowed to remove it from the oven before he becomes obligated in a Karban Chatas? Now the issues involved in this question are, putting the bread into the oven to bake is the Melocha of Afiyah, of baking, an Issa Dereisa, which he will transgress if and when it actually gets baked. If for any reason it does not get baked, for instance, it is removed from the oven, he will not be over, because it turns out that his maisa of putting it into the oven was not an act of baking. However, Radius HaPas, the act of removing bread from the oven, is an Issad Rabbanan. Therefore the question arises, may he transgress an Issad Rabbanan and remove the bread in order to prevent an Issad Ereisa, which would happen if the bread is left in the oven until it gets baked? The Gemara now clarifies the specific circumstances of this situation. Simply understood, we're referring to a case where he put the bread into the oven b'shogeg inadvertently, and then realized that it's forbidden. Now he wants to take it out of the oven before it bakes, so that he will not become obligated in the karban chatas. Now, however, this cannot be the case, for the halacha is kol chayuv chatois ein chayovin ash te tchilas in shkaga b'soif in shkaga. One is not chayav for a karban chatas unless he did the whole act from beginning to end b'shogeg, in a state of unawareness, and only after its completion did he become aware of the mistake. In our case, if he already realizes his mistake before it's baked, then even if he lets it get baked to completion, he does not bring a chatas, because he became aware before the end of the avera. Therefore, the Gemara entertains another scenario. One person put the bread into the oven, and another person who noticed it would like to prevent the first person from being over nisa deraisa. However, that cannot be the case either. Do we allow one person to commit even a minor aver in order to save someone else from a more severe aver? Of course we don't. The Gemara concludes, Elo Omer Ravashi, Lo Oilam B'mezid, Ve'ema Koidim Shayor V'lde Iser Skila. Rabbi was asking about a person who put the bread into the oven B'mezid on purpose, and if it stays in the oven until it bakes, now he'll be Chayiv Skila, stoning. The question is he permitted to do the Iser Rabban of removing it in order to prevent becoming liable of being stoned to death? The Gemara now refers back to the first case in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Pashat ha'ani es yadoi. If the ani in the Rishus HaRabim extended his hand into the Rishus HaYachid and put something into the hand of the Baal HaBayis, the ani has done the akira, the lifting, and hanacha, putting it down, and the ischayev. The Gemara asks, v'bein akira v'hanacha me'agabi mokim ar Baal HaBa, which means, akira is defined as taking something from its resting place. Hanacha is defined as placing that item into or onto a resting place. Halachically, a place of significance is one that is at least dalet al dalet, 4x4 tfachim, that is 4x4 hand breadths in an area. Now therefore, the akira and hanacha must be to and from a place of 4x4 dalet by dalet tfachim. Now, in our case, the hanacha is into the hand of a Baal HaBayis, which is not 4x4 dalet al dalet. Lacking a proper hanacha, the ani should not be chayiv. Now, it must be noted that this question also applies to the other cases in the Mishnah, where the ani or the Baal HaBayis are chayiv for handing things to each other or taking things from one another. The Gemara answers, Amar Rabba Homani Rebbe Kiva. Our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rebbe Kiva, who says that you don't need an area of dalet dalet for a proper akira hanacha. As Rebbe Kiva taught in the following Mishnah, Ditznan, Hazarik Mirshus HaYachid Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim Be'emtza. One who throws an object from one Rishus HaYachid to another, Rishus HaYachid, through a Rishus HaRab, Rebbe Kiva Mechayiv, because Amrinan Kluta Kemi Shehon Chadamya. He's Chayiv because an object which is contained in the airspace of a Rishus is halachically considered as if it had come to rest in that Rishus. Therefore, he's Chayiv for Haitzah Rishus HaYachid Rishus HaRabim, because when the object passed through the airspace of the Rishus HaRab, it's as if it had come to rest in the Rishus HaRab. V'chacham Paitra. Because loyimrin include the kemisha and chadamia. The chum exempt him from liability because they did not consider the object as if it came to rest in the Rishus HaRab. Therefore, all he did was transfer the object from one Rishus HaYachad to another Rishus HaYachad, which is not a malacha. So too, in the case of the Mishnah, when the Ani puts something into the hand of the Baal HaBayis, who is in the Rishus HaYachad, the place of the halachic hanocha is not the hand of the Baal HaBayis, which is not dalal dalal. Rather, when the object enters the airspace of the Rishus HaYachad, the principle of Kluta Kemisha Honche deems it as if it came to rest on the ground of the Rishus HaYachad, which is of course Dalet al Dalet, and the Ani is therefore Chayv. But the Gemara questions this interpretation of the Mishnah. Lememr de pshitele le rabba de beklute kemishto hunt chadamya ubetech asar pligi? Rabba had said elsewhere that there are two ways of understanding the machloikas of Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. One explanation is the one just mentioned, that their disagreement is in the principle of klute kemishto huncha, which is only operative in the Rishas HaRabim below 10 Tfachim. But there is another possible explanation. We know that the Lamates Melachas, the actions forbidden on Shabbos, are derived from the Melachas HaMishkan. That means that only those types of work that are either identical or closely related to the work done in the Mishkan are Asur on Shabbos. Now in the Mishkan, the Levim used to pass the Krashim, the sections of the wall, from one wagon to another. Now these wagons, which were standing in the Rishas HaRabim, each had a status of Rishas HaYachid, because they were obviously wider than 4x4 al-dal tfachim, and had sides that were 10 tfachim high, which constitutes a Rishus HaYachid. Now what Levim were doing is, Moshit Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRam Bemtza, passing from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, through Rishus HaRam above 10 tfachim in height. Therefore, even though the airspace above 10 tfachim in Rishus HaRam is a Makam Ptur, an area which you can usually carry, if one passes something from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah above 10 Tfachim, he is Chayiv, because this is what Levim used to do in the Mishkan. The question is, however, what if instead of passing you through something from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah, is that similar to the work the Levim used to do? Based on all the above, the understanding of the Mishnah would be as follows. Hazarik Mishnah Sayachat, Lirish Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Be'emtze. If one throws something from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah above 10 Tfachim, where the principle of Kluta Kemishoncha is not operative, then Rabbi Kiva Mechayev, Rabbi Kiva says he's Chayev because Yalfinan Zerik Mi Moishin. We learn throwing from passing. V'chacham Paitrim, V'chacham exempted because Lo Yalfinan Zerik Mi Moishin. We do not compare throwing to passing. Now, if Rabbi had a question as to which was the correct way to learn the Machlokes, now why does he state here without a doubt that Rabbi Kiva holds Kluta Kemishoncha? The Gemara answers that indeed, Rabbi at one point was unsure, but he later resolved this question and concluded that in fact, the Machlokes is based on the principle of Kluta Kemishoncha. In the end, the Gemara decides that our Mishnah can't be following Rabbi Kiva after all, because Dilma Hanocha Hu Delei Baya, Hakira Baya. We've only seen that according to Rabbi Kiva, Kluta Kemishoncha deems it a Hanocha Al Gabi Dalet Dalet. However, since Kluta Kemishoncha means it's as if the object is now resting in the Rishas HaRabim, he should be chayv another chatas for throwing from the Rishas HaRabim, where it's considered to be resting, into the second Rishas HaYachid. Now, since Rabbi Kiva does not specifically say so, perhaps Kluta Kemishoncha does not deem it a Akira Me'al Gabi Dalet Dalet. If so, Kluta Kemishoncha will not explain two of the first four cases in the Mishnah where one of them takes the item from the hand of the other. The Gemara accepts this argument and finds another Tana. Elam Rabbi Yosef, Homani Rebbehi. Our Mishnah follows Rebbe, who is in agreement with Rebbe Kiva regarding the principle of Kluta Kemishoncha, as we learn in the Brais. Zark Meshus HaRabim Meshus HaRabim Vershus HaYochid Be'emtza Rebbe Mechayev. In this case, he threw from one Meshus HaRabim to another Meshus HaRabim through Meshus HaYochid, he is Chayev. And about Rebbe's opinion was specifically said, V'om Rebbe Yehuda Mishmul, Mechayev hoi Rebbe Shtayim, Achas Mishum Hoitza, V'achas Mishum Achnosa. According to Rebbe, he's indeed Chayev two Chatois, because Kluta Kemishoncha deems it at rest regarding both Akira and Hanocha. The Gemara in Daf Hei will reject this explanation as well.